Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. All new from Animal Planet and the online animal brand The Dodo, the inspiring series Dodo Heroes, featuring moving stories of animals in need from around the world and the compassionate humans who go to unimaginable lengths to give them hope. One of the heroes, Derek Campana, he found his true passion making orthotic and prosthetic devices for animals. He started Animal Ortho Care in 2005, has treated over 20,000 animals since with mobility devices. He's a pioneer in the field of veterinary orthotics and prosthetics. Recently, he started a second business, Bionic Pets, his goal to help as many animals as he can. Dodo's Heroes, Animal Planet's first ever global series, seen in the U.S. in over 220 countries and territories worldwide, premieres Saturday, June 9th, 9 Eastern Pacific, and Derek Campana with us on This Week in America. Derek, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
This is going to be such a touching series. I'm watching the promo and I'm tearing up. I can only imagine what's going to happen as I'm watching the program, but I'm thinking, thankfully, there are people like yourselves there that we'll get to see featured in the series that are really there to help. And in some cases, what you're the last line of defense to save a life with these animals.
It's true. People spend thousands of dollars on their animals. It's such a great thing. I've seen such a change on how people treat their pets, and it's now like their family members. So I'm just so happy to be able to assist in their loved ones being able to regain mobility and walk again. It's just a true blessing, and I love my job so much. It's just great to help animals in need.
And you're asked by a couple to help a 30-year-old bull elephant in Botswana. And you say this may be your most anxious moment by far. Talk about this, the problem with Jabu, and what you have to do to try to give it some quality of life.
This, by far, you know, is not an easy build. Building a brace for an elephant. So there were so many hurdles I had to overcome, you know. Not just, building the device, but, you know, this is a wild elephant. He's out roaming around in the jungle, in the bush all day, every day, with predators. There's so many things. He likes to mud wallow. There's rainy season. So there's so many different factors and things you have to go through mentally to be able to get to the point where you're right there standing in front of Jabu and saying, hey, I'm here to help you. And you just don't know. It's amazing. I get called for such awesome things like this, and Jabu's been my most interesting patient by far, just this 5-ton beast of an animal, and it was just great working with him.
Did you ever think you'd be asked to do prosthetic work for an elephant? I mean, I'm thinking all of the logistical issues you have to go through and the weight and trying to get the animal still as you're working. This had to be obviously incredibly difficult.
It is. I was actually asked to do a couple prosthetic devices for elephants in Thailand about 3 years ago. So, from that point, I kind of turned into the elephant man. I get emails about elephants needing my help. And, Jabu just really stuck out to me. And it was a life-threatening condition where, you know, if we didn't give Jabu the care he needed immediately, he could go down. And if you're down in the bush in Botswana, you're not going to last very long. So it's just so fortunate that we're able to all come together and help Jabu in this way.
At the other end of the size spectrum, we see you work with Chi-Chi, which is a dog. Talk about this experience and what you had to do with Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi is the happiest golden retriever in the world. I say her smile saved her life. We see all this abuse and neglect, and she went through a lot of that. You know, she was tied, her legs bound, and then she had to have all four legs amputated. Just such tragedy. And, you know, I'm so happy to see the other side, loving people, loving family members. People come together to help in such an opposite way. You know, like there's people hurting animals, and then we're on this side of the playing field where people go through such huge lengths to help these pets. So Chi-Chi was, you know, smiling even after the surgery, and this great couple in Phoenix adopted Chi-Chi, and I went to Phoenix and helped them and their new family member Chi-Chi get these prosthetic legs and walk again, and it's just she's just a great patient as well.
We get to see the personalities, the qualities of the humans that are giving the care. We also get to see the emotions, the personalities of the animals. Talk about that, because we can see them responding to what you are doing.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing I love so much. I mean, the first dog I ever treated almost 15 years ago, you know, I saw that, and it was kind of like the tail between the legs, and then you put on a prosthesis, and they're so happy, wagging that tail, sparkle in their eye, running around, being a normal dog, and, you know, you get such fulfillment out of that, and I was immediately hooked, and I've seen almost 20,000 animals to date, and they just respond so well, and it's just crazy how much adversity they can overcome. They're just special. It's just a great job and so fun to work with these animals.
And we get to see so much of the good of people in working with animals in the series Dodo Heroes. We've got a couple minutes left. There are a lot of really heart-rendering stories we get to see play out on this Animal Planet series.
Oh, yeah, and it's really cool because it's all different parts of the world.
Yes.
So it's not just me with Jabu and Chi-Chi, you know. There's different rescue leagues and different parts of the companies and saving koalas, and just there's six episodes, and each one just really shows how humans go to these amazing lengths to help creatures, and it's just so extraordinary what everybody does and how these animals react, and it's going to be such a great show, and I hope everybody watches.
Well, you mentioned the koala series. I'm looking forward to that, because not only are you attempting to bring health back to that quality of life back to the animal, they aren't necessarily going to be pets. In this case, the goal is to let them get back in their natural habitat. That has to be a very, very emotionally involved for everybody.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these, like you said, they're not only pets. We're trying to help these animals to get back to their natural environment, their wilderness. And so there's just such a broad spectrum of personalities with the people you'll see on the show and the animals, like you said. And it's just so cool, the spectrum, and I hope everyone just enjoys it so much, because it is such a treat and an amazing journey in each country that we go to. So it's just been a great trip.
You got about a minute left. It's interesting to watch this powerful bond between animals and people, and the impact one has on the other. We really animals make us better, and we make animals better, don't we?
We do, and I, you know, the world, I've seen such a change in the world and how we react and help pets, and I think we're finally on the good side in helping animals and people going vegan and being vegetarians, and I feel like there is such change, and we have to work together, people, animals, to make this world right again, and I, you know, my heart is with the animals, and it always will be, and I'm so happy to see that people are changing in that way as well.
It's an inspiring series, the all-new series from Animal Planet and the Dodo. Dodo Heroes, the name of the series. It's premiering Saturday, June 9th, 9 Eastern Pacific on Animal Planet. With us, the founder of OrthoCare and Bionic Pets, featured in the show Dodo Heroes, Derek Campana. Derek, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.